Okay, this is in the Holy Letters from the Rebbe. This is in volume 4, and this is letter number 920. And this is dated Purim Katan, because it was a leap year in that year, in the Tovshin Yud Aleph in 1951. It had two Adars, and this is in the first Adar. And this is a letter that the Rebbe is writing to, he addresses it, it's like a general letter. It's a letter to our sisters, to our brothers, the sons and daughters of Israel, and to those that are in the larger metropolitan New York, specifically. The Rebbe is addressing them specifically. And the Rebbe starts off, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says like this, there are certain Jewish groups which don't practice, they neglected practicing mitzvot and studying the Torah in the meantime. And the Rebbe says they are in a very neglected state, and therefore they are in danger. There's a lot of propaganda from missionaries. They are targeting, whether in an open or in disguised way, they're trying to convert Jews. I guess they were doing, the missionaries were working in over there to get Jews into their trap. Especially, the Rebbe says, they are putting a lot of emphasis on children. And if the children have not been educated in the way of the Torah, they're trying to trap them and capture them. So the Rebbe says like this, all the time we know that there is a rule that is brought down from our sages. Kol ha-mekayem nefesh achat mi-Yisrael ki-ilu kiyem olam malei. If you help save one Jewish soul, is like saving a whole world. So this is all the time. So how much more now in our time, when Rebbe is talking about this, is, remember, this is just taking 5 years after the Holocaust. So the Rebbe says there was were taken from us millions of our brothers and sisters, the holy ones and the pure ones that were taken, that were killed on Kiddush Hashem. So everyone, every person is a full world. And we must put tremendous effort to try to protect the connection of every Jewish person to Hashem, and not allow for them to get trapped into their net over there. Especially, it's very great responsibility, especially with regards to children, which each one needs to eventually build a home in Israel. Any bad influence upon them, is certainly, if we're talking about somebody denying God's existence, going against Hashem, is something which affects generations and for generations and generations to come. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, I was very happy to hear that there is a big movement and arousal that began, and some responsible Jewish circles took on very practical steps to try to fight off these bad influences, and to try to save Jewish souls from, God forbid, being taken away, ripped away from their Jewish source. And the Rebbe says, I'm especially happy to support the saving of life work. And the Rebbe quotes the organization, which is called Vad Magine Umarchine Chive Achinecha Kosher. That's a group that protected, they widened the kosher education. They were working to provide kosher education, which was founded by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, under the supervision of the Merkaz Linyan Chinuch. They have worked out greater plans on this, in this area, and they are going to go to bring it into action. It is therefore, the Rebbe asks, the responsibility from every Jew, man or woman, to help in this very important and most urgent work based on your ability. The Rebbe's fundraising and asking people to support them. And the zechus, the merit of this mitzvah of saving lives, will certainly stand by you to be blessed with all good, with blessing and the Rebbe's signature. It was a dynamic leader, Rabbi Hecht. You heard J.J. Hecht. He was the main people that undertook that, and for all of his life, he was very energetic and very very instrumental in doing a lot of good work on the educational. They call it today NCFJE. That's National Committee for Jewish Education. That's the same organization over here, and they're still going. They're still going strong. They're doing a lot of good work. They have camps. They have. They're fighting missionaries and other kind of various different times. I guess nowadays some of the missionaries' tactics have also become more sophisticated than they used to be, and especially when you found like there were immigrants like from the Soviet Union who weren't maybe knowledgeable in the traditions, and they lured them in, and sometimes people who are financially going through hard times, so they lure in these things. And I know that actually in Israel there's also a problem with that. And talking about North Africa, there was a lot of Jewish people that came from Morocco, Algeria, various different North African countries that came to Israel after the founding of the State of Israel. And in at home over there, there was a very strong commitment to tradition. Even if people weren't, very religious, but tradition was very, very important to them. And they had a lot of a lot of faith, and they had a lot of trust in Hashem. And it didn't matter even how much they practiced, but most of the people there actually, there were certain things that everybody did. And then they came to Israel, unfortunately, and Israel was very secular, and they forced, to Taimani Jews. There was a lot, and there was a lot of people actually ended up being torn away, and because they were taken away from their beliefs, a lot of ended up in bad places, became criminals and became a lot of problems. But so we can only imagine what the Rebbe is talking about over here. Saving a life saves generations to come for many, many, many generations. And when you think of the value, you talk about one person, then you look at not one person, but you look at all the generations that are destined to come. Then you realize the magnitude, what it is. And,